AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. So, for the last several days, there have been these, what the media likes to call protests, but they're actually riots in LA over the deportation of not just any illegal immigrants, but criminal illegal immigrants. Like, crossing the border is illegal, but these people have done other things. Some of them have even committed murder. Mass murder. And according to USA Today, which I know is a bit more liberal, but it was the first source that I could find, it says that over 100 arrests have been made so far, and these riots are still going on. Now, I not only think this is bad because we don't need another 2020, but I also think that the calling them protests is disingenuous, because when you think of protests, what do you think of? I think of people waving signs, marching, maybe singing songs or chanting, or someone's given a speech. Maybe the group has a leader, but maybe it's more amorphous. In short, I think of peaceful demonstrations. And the Constitution protects your right to peacefully demonstrate. Even if it's something that I very much disagree with, you still have that right. Because the Constitution, in the First Amendment, gives you the right to peaceably assemble. But that's not what this is. Once you hit violent territory, once you start burning stuff down and shooting people and even making credible threats of violence, you've crossed the red line. It's no longer a protest, it's a riot. And we need to start calling things what they actually are. I've been very vocal on this for months, that this whole move to purposely muddy the waters in public discourse is very problematic. I've noticed it when it comes to this trend of calling riots protests. I've also noticed it when it comes to the people who are pro-choice, quote unquote. They talk about a right to choose, and they use all these other terms that obscure the fact that they're defending the right to kill children in the womb. I think that's very dangerous, and I generally think that we should deport pretty much all illegals. Like, this is a country, not a... if we had no borders, we wouldn't be a country. And I think, yes, there are some cases where there's clerical errors or whatever, and those can be adjudicated. I do think that detainees should have more time to, you know, appeal or whatever. So I do kind of agree with that decision by the court. However, most people's cases are probably going to be that they just came in illegally, and so then they need to be sent back home. Now, I could see if somebody is found to genuinely be who they say they are, and, you know, doesn't have a criminal record beyond crossing illegally and has kids either in the country or in their homeland that they're trying to support, whatever, I could see saying, okay, we're going to send you back and you have another chance to try to come in legally after, I don't know, 90 days or 2 years or whatever. I could see that too. That wouldn't be a regular deportation, because generally with deportations, you can't come back. So I could see something like that. But I do think, you know, even in that event, we send them back to their home country, or to Mexico if we don't know what country they're from, And then they can try again, legally this time. And if they try to come in illegally again, well, then they just get flat out deported. You know, whenever someone's arguing for open borders, I tell them, hey, if you support open borders, if you don't believe in borders, take the front door off your house, take the back door off if you have a back door, and open up all your windows. Actually, take the glass out of all your windows. Just keep them open. Because then, you know, you won't have borders anymore. Or the ones you do won't be very effective at stopping anything or anyone that wants to come in. Now, I wouldn't advise you do that. That's not safe. But, hey, you're the one that said you don't believe in borders, so... Like, yes, I see myself as Southern first, American second, but I still don't hate America. And that's actually getting into the next thing here. And that is, whether you come in legally or not, or even if you're born here, whether you have, you know, beliefs like I have or whatever, you shouldn't hate America. You shouldn't hate anybody, I don't believe, except for the devil. You should hate him. And that's the way I live. I don't hate anybody. And I especially think that it's extremely dumb when people will come in here illegally, then they'll hate America, they'll say they hate America, but then they get mad when they're kicked out, or even asked to leave. Like, for the people who are born here and say they hate America, it's still rude, it's still not great, but they have nothing to compare it to. The people that come in illegally, they're coming from countries that are dirt poor, so they do have something to compare it to, but then they still hate it, vocally. Now, I know we can't legislate what goes on in people's heads, but when they vocally say they hate America, or are seen championing movements that hate America, and then they get mad that they're kicked out, you know what that reminds me of? Mom was at the grocery store last fall, and there was this little girl, probably 2 or 3 years old. And the girl's going on, I hate my socks and shoes. And the girl's mom tried to take, you know, the socks and shoes off of the girl's feet. And the girl says, no, don't take off my socks and shoes. That kind of reminds, that's what that reminds me of. It's contradictory. First, you risk everything trying to come in here illegally. Then you hate the country that you risked everything trying to get in to. And then you get mad when you're asked to leave the country you apparently hate so much. It's kind of like, I always hate listening to the people who go on and post that they hate their jobs. That's not going to do you any good. To go on social media and post about how you hate your job. Because first of all, if I'm your current employer, and I see that you're posting that you hate your job, and you think it's stupid, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, okay, well, clearly you hate it so much, I'll happily relieve you of this thing that you hate. And then if I'm your future prospective employer, I'm going to see that, and I'm going to think, oh, I don't know if I want to hire this person, because they just went on TikTok and said they hated their job for the whole world to see. I don't know if I want to hire this person, because if one thing happens or whatever that does not go this person's way, they might go online and post that they hate this job too. So at the very least, it would convey a lack of professionalism. So I think that it should be the same way here. You come in here, legally or illegally, and you say you hate it so much, well then leave. Go home. We don't need you. We already have enough people who are born here that hate this country. We don't need more people coming in that hate it. And then if you come in and you riot, whether you say you hate the country or not, then you should you should leave. We don't need you. We don't need you breaking stuff, setting things on fire, and just causing violence. Especially when the people you're rioting for, they're not usually the best. They're not usually the people known for making the best life choices. Looking at you, George Floyd. So, my thoughts on this LA riot are pretty simple. If you're rioting in support of illegals who committed other crimes and are being deported, you need to reevaluate your life choices. And if I do think we can definitely talk about reforms to the remedies for people that come in illegally, but I also think that if you don't believe in borders, then you need to, maybe you should take the front door, the back door, and all the windows off your house, because and see how long you don't believe in borders. because any country should have the right to decide who comes in and who doesn't. Just like any business should have the right to decide who comes in and who doesn't. Any homeowner should have that right. Or even, if you're renting and you live in the house, you should, within reason, be able to decide who can come in and who can't. I understand that rental properties might have inspections and such, but that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about just random people off the street. I know that freedom of association has been decimated in the last several decades, which is sad. But I do believe in that. I think that a country, that's part of sovereignty, that part of being sovereign is having the right to decide who comes in, who doesn't, and also who you trade with, who you do business with. And I think that if people aren't going to respect that, then they don't need to be here. As I said, I'm all for talking about certain cases where there might be an error or where second chances might be merited. We can talk about that another day. But the people that are coming in and then committing crimes when they get, like after they come in, especially if they're in a gang or they're committing murder, I don't think they fall into that camp. I don't think they fall into the camp that would need a second chance exactly. Now it's one thing if they're trying to leave the gang, but usually that would be, that would be pretty obvious to tell if they're, trying to leave the gang or not. And as I said before, I do think that people who are about to be deported should have some time to appeal to have some of that adjudicated. I do believe that. But I will say that in general, I think that people are given too much time to appeal in the justice system, and that's part of why you have such a long court backlog. Because if you commit murder, for example, you should be executed, and you shouldn't get 20 years to appeal your sentence while the taxpayers have to pay for the upkeep of the prison and feeding and clothing you and everything else for 20 years. It's ridiculous. I know this is not a capital punishment episode, but I did feel that was worth mentioning here. Especially because some of these people that were about to be deported have committed murder. But those are basically my thoughts on this. This has to stop. I will say one last thing. I never understood the whole riot mentality. I never understood how you get from this injustice is happening, so maybe if I damage my own neighborhood, that will somehow fix it. Or if I damage my own city, that will somehow fix it. Or if I travel to some random city and cause trouble. Like, I never understood that. Like, that's like saying kids are starving in Africa, so I cut off my own nose. Like, what? It's ridiculous. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, the RSS feed, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod. Full disclosure, I use the X account a lot more, but either one's fine. Obviously, if it wasn't, I wouldn't have a Facebook page. Anyway, you can also contact us by email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's Jesseas firesidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And come back next time. Also, no pressure, but if you feel like supporting this show, we have a Ko-fi page. So it's KOFI.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Would really appreciate it, but again, no pressure. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed day.